Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm your co-host, Angela, and thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversation with ANA. Today is May 25th, 2023. Well, this evening, we will be discussing trending headlines of the week, such as family actions, loyalty, consequences of women actions, snitching, and relationships. We want you to stay tuned in. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Conversations with ANA. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show or have any topics or videos you want to discuss with us, please contact Avon or myself at 347-460-2813. Or you can email your request at conversationswithaa@gmail.com. So you know how it goes. Please follow us on Instagram. You can go to here now and Twitter as well at conversationswithaa. We are live every other Sunday. Call in live to the show at 515-605-9322. So let's get started. Avon, I'm your co-host, Angela, and we have your host, Avon. How are you doing, Avon?
Hey, Angela, I am well. I am well. You know, we had the discussion earlier this week, like, what was going on, because it was feeling a little off, and, you know, realized connection with nature here, that pollen, it was doing a number. But as far as spiritually and mentally, I'm good, girl. I'm good. I'm on fire. I'm feeling real good about that right now. So I must say that I'm well. Nothing really to complain about. I'm a work in progress, and I like that. I'm on a journey. So how are you this evening?
Well, Avon, to be truthful to you, I've been feeling kind of off as well, you know. Yesterday was my birthday, and it's funny because it seemed like I got more calls today for people saying happy birthday than yesterday. So I don't know if people got me mixed up, the birthday days. I was like, dang, I got like, you know, it's like today was my birthday. But, you know, in terms of shout outs and sending me love and stuff like that. And it's all appreciated. All good. It's just that, you know, it's just a shift. You can feel a shift. I kind of got sick, had a little stomach virus or whatever, mixed with vertical, and you don't want to get vertical. I mean, vertical, that's on a different level. So I had that going on, but you know what? I'm still here. You know, that means I just got to, you know, do something and get my system back in order, cleanse myself out, you know, and sage my house, smoke it out, you know, smoke out my environment, and you know, do some little spiritual, some spiritual work. So I say, when you get sick, it's something telling you, your body's telling you, you need a adjustment, you need to shift. So that's how I look at it.
I shade to that, and I want to officially say happy solar return day to you. And I'm sure our listening audience wishes you this as well. And did you enjoy your day?
I really didn't, you know, I would just thank God to see another day, you know. And I didn't do anything. So it wasn't like I was, you know, went out or anything. Because, like I said, I was like had an upset stomach. But it was quiet. It was peaceful. You know, not every year you have to party like, you know. Like it's 1999. Like who said that, Prince?
Yeah, Prince. My boy, Prince.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You ain't got a party like it's 1999 every year. So I chilled. So yeah, it was peaceful and quiet.
Well, that's beautiful. That's a lot. You'd be surprised.
Gemini too. Gemini's in the house. Gemini in the house.
Yeah. Let the people know, please. In the house, right? Let the people know that Gemini is in the house. Correct.
Yes, yes. So if somebody want to send me, one of the listeners want to send me, you know, a brand new car or whatever for my birthday, you know, they can definitely hit me up. And we can move on from there.
Look, and remind them where they can send that They can send that, follow us, go to the DM on Conversations with A&A. So you can do that on Instagram or go through Twitter and let us know, or go to the website. And we accept gifts. Thank you very much.
So, that's right. That's right. That's right.
You are a good receiver, correct?
Exactly. I will not turn down a new brand new car. I won't do it. I don't care what you say, Avon. I would not do it.
Look, I'm with you. Trust and believe. I am with you. Cause look, you said
I know sometimes sometimes you can be overly cautious, but with this one, I think I'll have to take it.
Yeah, but what they say? Don't
just
they
count
say
my
that?
Blessings.
Exactly. You can be a great giver, but you're also supposed to be a great receiver. And I'm working on that. So I would like to practice that as much as possible, okay?
Okay, okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Yes, so.
So what you got on it? What's the hot topic? What's the trending headlines?
Oh, my gosh. We got so much going on. I'm ready to jump up into other things, but we're going to stay focused, and we're going to go in order. So our first news reaction that I want to talk about is, should a whole family be kicked off an airplane because of the actions of one person, one family member? Now, the situation was, and then this is more common than you would think. So it was on an airline. I won't mention what the airline was, but there was this person. They got on the plane, and apparently they got into it with the airline attendant. And so, you know, I don't know, it had something to do with putting on the mask or whatever. And then the person, you know, wanted to go back and forth with the attendant and what have you. So it got to the point where it was getting out of control. And the person was getting belligerent and would go to the captain's, just being a nuisance. So it got to the point where the captain, the attendant went to the captain. And the captain said, okay, that's it. So the person needs to get off the plane. So this person, it was a woman. Sorry to say, it was a woman. And so she was going back and forth at it. No, I'm not getting off this airplane. I don't want to get off the plane. And they're going back and forth, whatever. So they had to call security. I think more than security, I think it ended up being the police. So the police came on board. And asked, you know, was explained what happened, and they were asked the person to get off the plane. So, no, I'm not getting off the plane. Why should I have to get off the plane? I didn't do anything wrong. I did what they asked me to do, so no, I'm not getting off the plane. So they're going back and forth, and the security or the police, like I said, I don't remember exactly. They had on uniforms. They were uniform. And they asked nicely, and it was that pleading with this person. You know, we're asking you nicely. We don't want to get into it. And I found, okay, well, let me, before I get into my thoughts, let me continue the story. So they're going back and forth. The person's not complying, what have you. So then it was brought to the attention, said, look, if you don't, what is it, disembark this plane, I think that is the correct word, to leave the plane, we're going to have the whole plane get off, we're going to empty out the plane, and everybody has to disembark. So this person is still fighting, whatever, so you hear people in the background, I'm not getting off this plane, why do we have to go through this? So they're trying to tell a person, leave the plane, why don't you go, no, I'm not going to leave the plane. So then it came down to the point where security said, if you don't get off this plane, we're going to have your whole family, you're going to have to go. So this person is still going back and forth, claiming her innocence, and why am I being picked on? Why should I have to leave the plane? I'm not leaving the plane because so and so and so forth. So it got to the point, the rest of the plane, they weren't having it. They were willing to give up. Look, take her off the plane, get her off the plane, and whoever else got to go, they got to go. But we're not getting off this plane, and will you come on so we can take off and get to where we're going to go? So then it ended up, excuse me, she got up and get off the plane, and then her whole family was getting off the plane. You know, it was, she was on a plane, apparently that looked like a husband, some children, grandma and grandpa. So you see the husband getting up, and he's trying to take the luggage out of the overhead bin. So you can see that, you know, he felt the type of way. And I don't think it was because he was asking to get off the plane. He was, that look seems to be directed towards the wife. And then you see, you know, as she's walking out, so he's trying to get their stuff together and pull it down, helping the grandparents get their stuff down from the bins, and then they're walking out. And so you see a whole, it was about six of them on the plane, and they had to leave because of her. And, you know, it was like the walk of shame. So, you know, the parents, nobody said anything. So I guess they knew that she was wrong and they shouldn't have to get off the plane, but they showed support and then they ended up getting off the plane. So my original question, should a whole family have to leave the plane because of one of their family members would not comply with the rules of the airline?
What was the reason
why they told her to get off the plane in the beginning? What happened prior to that?
She got into, I don't know, maybe she didn't have a mask on, and they asked her to put the mask on, and she did something, and then she ended up getting into it with the flight attendant. And that's a no-no. Okay. When you get into these are officials. You mess with them, get them thrown off, mess with any of the crew on that. Once they go to the captain and the captain makes the decision that is not safe and that person needs to leave the plane because they have that right. You get out of control or whatever, they have the right to remove you from the airline, period. And then I'm not going to say, I don't want to go there, but this person seem to be using some entitlements, let's just say, you know, certain privileges, and, you know, no, I'm not going to whatever, but then it got to a point where she was threatened, so then I guess she tried to comply a little bit, but at that time, the airline employee, the attendant, was done with her, and he had already spoken to the pilot, and the pilot said, no, get security and get her off the plane. So that's what happened. So
she had a husband. What up? She had a husband. You said her husband. You mentioned her
husband. It looked like their children and somebody's mother and father was on the plane. I don't know if it was the husband's or hers, but it was the grandparents were on the plane too. And then, you know, that is embarrassing. You have to get up and get off the plane because of one of your people, you know, started acting up and made it bad for all of you. So my thing is, should the parents have stuck up, or should the family have stood by this person's side, or let them know, you need to get off this plane? You know, because you didn't want to listen to whatever. Everybody else was complying and there was no problem, and it's you. You had to, you know, go about and start these issues. Now, first of all, whether you have money or not, my thing is, why do I have to lose my money on these tickets? I'm getting punished for your actions. If it wasn't a good reason, and I could see that maybe my people were getting picked on or there was some unfairness or whatever, then I would try to de-escalate the situation, calm it down, and then you see if we can work it out or what have you. But then it gets to the point, nobody said anything, and now my flight is threatened. I have to stop, lose money, can't get to my destination. It might be something on time. That could have been business, and I needed to be there, you know, could have been a reward or anything, but there was I had a time schedule to be, and it was planned out, so I would be at such and such a place at such and such a time. And I don't feel like it was some nonsense, and this person was just being a pain in the butt and carrying on. I don't think that I should suffer. Tell them, you know, you need to get off the plane, and we'll, you know, whatever. But I don't think that I should suffer. And the rest of the family, everybody should suffer for one. I understand having a united front, but it's like, what was the reason that it came to this point that we all had to leave? Was it something that could have been avoided? But you just, you know, wanted to be mouthy and get in your feelings, and you want to approve some point or whatever that was unnecessary. I don't know if I can support that. I don't know. What you think on that one?
Well, being that we are a show that we like to help people, like people thinking and their consciousness, a couple of things that's going on by just the point that she didn't want to get off, all right? And this is what's going on with women today, as we're going to talk about that, and we're going to see certain traits when you're not in balance. Now, she displayed these type of behaviors and this type of personality trait long before she even got on the plane. She's been doing this. This is her style. Okay? So we have to question, her family question, like, they know her. You understand? I know people like that, that if you go out with them, you know, you get them too much to drink, or you go out, you ain't going to guarantee, not maybe, but guarantee, act out. You know? So do you put yourself in that situation? They know that. They family knew that. That's why they rolled with her. Okay? So when you allow behavior to happen within your family or whoever, your friends, you know, in your relationships, whatever relationships there are, and people don't suffer the consequences, or they don't face consequences for their action, they keep doing it. So they if they do it in Oklahoma, they'll do it on the plane. They'll do it, you know, wherever, in the restaurant. They act crazy, act, and everyone has to suffer for their consequences because they used to doing that. That's not an everyday occurrence with her. I mean, it's an everyday type of situation where that's what she do. You understand? And as a woman, you know, you said you mentioned that she has her children, her husband. She wasn't thinking about on the behalf of her family. Sometimes you humble yourself, you know, especially if your family, you know, it will be involved. If it's just you, that's one thing. But, you know, you got your older grandparents and your husband, your kids, and do you want to inconvenience someone just because you didn't want to follow instructions, you know, or you ain't, you know, everywhere you go, there's some type of instructions or guidelines. Policies and procedures. You can't just do what you want to do, you know. So and that's another thing, that as a woman that's centered, you'll know how to handle your emotions and your anger, you know. And for the woman that don't know how, you know, that's something that we got to work on, you know. We are the caretakers of our family, you know. In terms of emotionally, spiritually, taking care of our families. So when we act out like that, and our children is watching, our husband is watching, other people watching, like, what are we showing? How are we showing up? What you got going on inside will show on the outside of your life. So, yeah, so that's what she had internally going on, chaos and confusion like that.
Correct. I agree with that. So my question to you is, all right, we understand that about her. Now, let's say you were a part of that family. That's your sister.
Nah, I ain't going. I got crazy people in my family. I'm not going. I know that person. I'm not going. No, I'm not going. I'm not even going. How about that? I'm not going. I already know they act crazy. Oh, well, Angie, can you please? No. Answers, I'm not putting myself in that situation. From the get, they know her. People don't just doubt, like, just all of a sudden. Debbie tells them. People go through that. You know, you take your two-year-old. That's why it's called tantrum.
The two-year,
what is it called? Temper tantrum. You know a two-year-old mm-hmm. going, I remember who was my oldest. It was one bitch that maybe the last two that go out in the street. That's the last two and act out. And you know what I used to do? No matter how much money, how much fun we was going to have, we turned right back around. And go and do mock trips. I used to do trips with them that I know that we not really going on a trip, but I anticipate them acting out. I did drills. They didn't know that. And then, we not going. Oh, please, I'm sorry. Nope, we going back home. We're coming back home. And then eventually, guess what? Being that they know that there was consequences, they eventually stop doing that. And that's the bottom line. You don't put your, you don't set yourself up like that. People have patterns. Just change that pattern. So she had patterns being defiant and disrespectful to the policies of where she's in her environment. Clearly. Well, I don't mean doing the whole story, just that. And your grandmother, come on, my grandma would be, God bless her. I wouldn't even want to do that. I would feel so bad. My whole family. And I understand the situation can get you upset, but we have to learn how to control our emotions and our anger, and that's self-discovery, self-mastery on the journey of that, and it starts with that, yelling and screaming and, it's hard, but listen, you have to control yourself. And so to answer your question, I wouldn't pick a trip with her.
That's a good quote right there. I like that. Prevent it from happening. That's correct. But what if it was the situation that this was not a normal occurrence and that there was something off, the person got agitated, the same similar thing, something went down, but it might not have been a normal pattern or a habit of the person. At that point, would you still have the same results? Well, you don't know. First of all, you don't know that they're going to have this situation go down.
No, I'll just tell them to, chill out. Like, let's make it to our destination. I mean, did they talk to the lady? Did they try to calm her down and, speak to her and, help her get through this so-called traumatic experience that she was going through? Maybe she have anxiety or something. Maybe she, was emotionally disturbed. I don't know the whole story, but it depends. You get what I'm saying? But if you're dealing with, if you go with a family emotionally disturbed, clinically, it could happen. That's a possibility, Are you going to take that chance? Me, I will prefer, the plane ticket. Can be expensive depends on where we going. I'll keep it low. So it's one thing we get kicked off bus versus getting kicked off a plane. So I think I'll just keep it locally. I take no disrespect, or family member. I love you. You're gonna just go down to the water, but we're not going. We're going to go to a nice little restaurant or whatever, or go for a walk in the park And, you know, so if they want to act out there, there's a lot of room. You know what I'm saying? I can call somebody for help, police or something for help. You know, it could be that, you know, but it depends, you know.
Exactly. But from what I can make out, because this was a reaction video, and it was several incidents of the show where people – and you know the titles of it, so Karen's in the sky, what have you. So, but what I can make out from this particular one, the parents, like, she was sitting, she seemed, wherever it was, where we pick up in the story, she seemed to be sitting to the left side of the plane, and she was sitting by herself. And, you know, so whatever the agitation was going on, so I didn't see anybody from her family talk to her or whatever. Somebody was taping from behind, so they were filming what was going on. So I didn't notice any interaction or her family. I didn't hear them say anything or talk to her, like, calm down. But when it got to the point where the security had to come on and to try to get her off and escort her off, it wasn't until when they had to get off and they was decided that they were getting off the plane, I saw the man that appeared to be, seemed to be the husband, he started taking down the baggage from the overhead bin. And then as he was walking, you see...
I mean, it could have been, if she was sitting by, it could have been she could have had some type of mental challenges. You know, mentally disturbed. So that could be, you know, and they took a chance and then everybody, you know, in that situation, if I do agree to that, yeah, I will, you know, to get off to support the family and, you know, knowing that's what it is, or we agree upon that. Okay, if she have she have emotional, who's going to stay, who's, maybe I will, we'll stay on and we get to, you know, I would make sure I plan that ahead. So I don't know, because I wasn't in that situation. So it varies, you know, it's relative to what was going on at that time. Is she, you know, was she, you know, did they, the family, was she, you know, emotionally disturbed? You know, I won't be upset with her if she was emotionally disturbed, because that's what, you know, that's her condition. But so I don't know the whole, you know, content of it, but it can happen. I'm not surprised. It can happen.
It can happen.
But you know, the bigger picture is you have to be here. Like, that's like having a child. Like, you know, some people have, you know, mentally challenged children, and they might break down. They might get anxiety. Anxiety is real. You know, mental health is real. You understand? Mental health is real. So it could be a mental health issue. You know, and it has to be a backup plan. Do everything. You know, maybe granny and grandpa stay behind, you know, with somebody else, and we just, you know, we come, you know, we'll catch the next flight. We'll score her, catch the next flight. I mean, so if they're not planning that, that's, you know, not being reasonable for the person that's going through that, because in their mind, it's real to them, you know. I mean, you don't have to be that bad off, and just anxiety alone could just cause you, you know, to, like, freak out or whatever, you know? So I don't know the interaction, because the person told them to get off, and, you know, that could be traumatizing. It depends on the mindset.
This is true. This is true. Like I said, what I picked up and what I was getting from it was it got to a point where this person, they were digging their heels in. And that they were going to do what they want to do, and they could say what they want to say. But then what happens a lot of times when you find out that you're going to get challenged and people are not going to put up with what it is that you're doing, then you get apologetic, and then you, I can't understand, what did I do wrong, whatever. And it felt more like that, because I'm saying, if this was a mental issue and breakdown, that I being a family member, whatever, would be sitting next to this person to help keep them calm and, you know, to help to de-escalate this situation. It seemed like she was separated by herself. I don't know how she got to be over there by herself after she got up and got into it with the attendant or whatever, but she was separated from the family. But you saw who her family was when they had to be, when they had to leave that plane. So, you know, I agree. No, we want to help our people, whatever, and you don't want to blame, but, you know, there's a situation where you got to call a spade. You know, me, I'm a person. I don't like the controversy or that going back and forth. I want to be a champion because of this, and that. But then there comes the time where you got to call out the behavior because you can't look the other way, you know, because that is not helping the situation, helping the person to, like, maybe you need to reassess what you're going on, and that, yes, you can stand up for your rights, but there is a way to do it. You know that everybody is sensitive at this particular time, and, you know, you're on an airline, you know the rules, and I don't think that folks are that dense, and you don't know that there's a certain way that you're supposed to carry yourself on an airline, and things, terrorists and this and that, and anything can happen. How do you know people are sensitive, so you're not going to try to rock the boat and stir up things unnecessarily. But it seems, what I'm picking up is this person got into, they have rights and they can do whatever they want and say what they want and disregard everybody else. And then that's not a good thing. You have a whole airline full of people, depending on how big it is. It could be at least 80 to 100 people, maybe 200 people on a smaller flight. And then you're by your actions, whatever, you're holding all these people up. You don't know what their situation is. They could be trying to get home to an alien person. Any reason. The bottom line, it don't matter what it is. Why am I going to be held up because of your actions? But the bigger picture is what I say is, you know, and where we're coming from. We don't want to be blaming people, whatever, but we have to get to a point where you got to call out something that is incorrect. And then, you know, if you can help the person get, you know, sorted out or whatever, or send them in the direction where they can get this help. But it has to be brought to their attention that, no, you know, this is inappropriate, and this is not a good way to handle this. And then, like we're sitting here and discussing it, we would discuss that with the person. You know, okay, we got this, but you got to calm down. And like you said, the way you called it, right, this person seems like this is what they do. This is how they handle things, and this is how they react on a regular. So this would not be surprising to the family members. Ooh, we can go into that, the different ways this entitlement works out here. And you see it, what was going on as a child with kids. If you don't make corrections in the beginning, this is what can happen, that these kids are entitled. They'll throw tantrums when I don't get my way. And you know what? You got all that going on, so I know I'm going on and on, but what would be helpful in this, by this lesson, yeah, it starts young. How you train your child in the way that you want them to go. There's nothing wrong with teaching someone to stand up for themselves, but there is a way to do it where it does not infringe upon other people's rights or other people suffer damage because of your action. You can do what you want, believe what you want, but be aware and conscious of folks around you. That is not all about you. So that's my thoughts on that. Do you have any other thoughts on that?
No, I agree. I agree. You know, you can look at it ways, yeah? You could look from different perspectives.
Exactly. So then that will bring me to my next question, and it kind of piggybacks off of that. Do you think there's a point where loyalty goes too far. But what are your thoughts?
Do you think, say that again?
Is there a point in a situation or so, or when you're dealing with people where your loyalty to them can go too far? Or as a people, can you be loyal to a fault where it caused a problem, or when you're loyal, no. Anything goes and you should be down for it. No, that's one way of looking at it. What do you think about
that?
That's
not anything goes. That's not loyalty. That's stupidity. Anything goes. That's stupidity. There's something. No, loyalty, basically, okay, it's a couple of scenarios. If a person is loyal to you and you deserve, they deserve your loyalty. You understand? That's what I'm saying, but it depends on what are they engaging in to ask for your loyalty. It might be something that, you know, that can, you know, get you in certain situations, and then, you know, even with loyalty, you have to have boundaries. You know, loyalty could go far, and loyalty can get you in trouble and get you unnecessarily in trouble. So you have to choose your battles wisely. You have to choose what you being loyal to. You understand what I'm saying? What are you pledging your allegiance, so to say? You know,
right.
And you do that consciousness, being conscious, being mindful, and, you know, treating the situation how you would want to be treated. So it comes with boundaries, but it also comes with common sense. Just basic common sense.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I would say this, you know, I don't know if you ever watched the podcast Drink Champs with Noriega and DJ EFN. And they have a question. They do like a fast round. They ask questions to their guests, whatever. So they have to usually choose between two things. And they have their drinking game or what have you. So the thing is, if you answer the question straight out, there's no problem. But if you choose, you can't make a definitive choice, a clear choice, or you say, oh, both, I choose both or whatever, or you don't have an answer, then you have to drink. And one of the questions that they have on there, and this is the question that they ask everybody, you know, what do you find, what's more important to you? Loyalty or respect? And then I think about that. I said respect can bring you loyalty. You know what I'm saying? So if you respect the person and they show integrity, whatever, then I see that you could be loyal. But this, to a point, you don't be loyal and you follow up somebody to the point that they have you jumping off a bridge or doing something that is detrimental and harmful to you. You know, I don't think that you should just be loyal and be blindly loyal. There's nothing wrong with being loyal to somebody after they have earned it and proved themselves to you, like you said. There's nothing wrong with that, being loyal. But I think that some people have shown that they're loyal to a fault. You know, and you want to pull back from that. People find themselves in gangs and, you know, or, you know, just doing things that they would not normally do for themselves, but because they're so loyal to somebody else that they would do things they wouldn't normally do. And my thing is, if you want to be loyal, then you need to be loyal to yourself first and foremost. And if you're loyal to yourself like that, then you would know that there are certain things, like you said, you would have boundaries, certain things that you would not allow and you would not do and you wouldn't expect other people to. So then if you are loyal to yourself, then you can read the room and what have you and understand and know this person and say, like, their values are different line or whatever, or they're the same, and like you said, depending on what the situation is, then we're going to do this. But in that loyalty and the respect for the person, then I would also say, you know, I would try to pull their coattails and say, maybe, you know, don't do that, or, you know, that's not the way to go. So in that loyalty, that you also would be able to tell this person the truth, and that y'all have that open, you know, relationship and the conversation that you could do things like that. So in answer to my own question, I think that a lot of people can be loyal to a fault, you know. So I've seen that.
Well, you might look at it as the fault, but look at people that's in the extremists with their religion. They feel that you might feel that it's not loyal. I mean, that's being, it might be irrational or whatever, but to them, they being loyal. That's their loyalty. They pledging their loyalty. Some people pledge their loyalty to the death. So it might don't be your tradition or your way of thinking, but there's, you know, you join the army. You wouldn't want United States soldiers to say, you know what? They trying to protect us. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's talk about loyalty. You wouldn't want them to say at that moment, oh, you know what, I decide that I'm gonna be loyal to my family. I'm not, this is irrational. I'm not gonna put myself in the front line. I'm gonna take the rational route, and whatever happens, happens. And here it is, your country, or where you are about to be bombed, and they have the opportunity to save you, but they might die. What you gonna tell them? Save yourself? Don't save me. So it could be you gonna want them to be loyal then. You can talk, that sounds good, be loyal,
not a gang and this and that.
Yeah, but what about if it's for a just cause? What about you and your children, you know, on a train? I seen this movie and I forgot the name of the movie. Him and he, this lady and her child came in, mm-hmm. and she came in and she had a bag, and he said, come in, you know. They was on the train. Sit down. And she said, no. She said, sit down. And he was standing up, and they, you know, making faces at him, and he going back making faces at her. But he looked, and he seen this man leave the bag on the train and mm-hmm. just left it there. It was closed. So he looked in the bag, and come to find out it was a bomb in the bag.
Oof.
One of the passengers seen it. It's like, oh my, he was like, oh God, is that a bomb? And he was like, yes, it is. So he told all the pack cool or whatever, you know, he hit the emergency thing. So everybody started panicking. The doors open and they jetted. But with the girl and her mother got like kind of left behind. So what he mm-hmm. did, he went to go, I think he threw the bomb out first and then went to go back to get the little, he went to go get the little girl. And he went back for the bomb or something like that. But the point I'm trying to make is that he saved the little girl and the mother. Now, would mm-hmm. at that point, would you say that he was, you know, he was loyal by default? He was a soldier. He's a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Was he, you know, loyal by default? Should he been like, you know what, you know, this is as far as my loyalty going to go, miss. I, you know, more power to you. This is far I go here, lady. This is far, you know. I know I work. I'm a, you know, I work for my country. You know, I'm loyal to my, you know, to my country. But I'm not gonna go so far. I stop here. So you, it depends on what pledges you take. And you know, we can always come up with the negative ones. But what about you in certain situations? Let me ask you: would somebody look at loyalty that, or that you wanted them to go through loyalty that they pledged? If it was in that, if you was in that situation, they are a Marine. They save lives. A fireman. Let's talk mm-hmm. about a fireman. They make pledges, basically, right?
Right.
To go in buildings. They don't run away from the buildings. They go and burn the building. So should they be? Should they? They got families.
Should they say, you know what, this fire is too, this is, you know, dimension, should there be levels of this? So it depends. It's all relative. It's all relative. It's the one-cut answer.
Yes, it is relative, okay, but to answer your question, okay, now there is loyalty to a belief, your belief. I can understand that, and that's the examples that you've given with the flying.
No, Avon, you didn't answer my question. You never answered my question.
That. No, I'm answering that.
Avon, if the guy, you're not doing this again. Hey, Avon, you on the train? The guy, the bomb. Either he could get the bomb off the train, or he run and lead the bomb, and you blow up. But he gonna sacrifice his life for you. Should he right there and say, you know what, that's loyalty going too far. He has a commitment to humanity he had made, okay? He could be a Marine, and the bomb mm-hmm. is there, you there. Should he decide at that point, is it irrational for him to do that right then and there and say, no, leave you on the train with the bomb?
Okay.
Answer my question,
Avon. wait a minute. You're getting a little bit assertive here. I don't know. I'm feeling afraid right now. I don't know if I should answer this. But seriously, in answering your question, this is different. That's what we're talking about, a belief. And I would definitely let me answer the question. No, you ain't. We're not doing this. Hush up and let me answer the question.
Okay, can I add one more thing? He has a dog with a picket fence, and he and his wife, children waiting for him to come home. But at this moment, he's going through a crisis situation. You got left behind. You know, you might have had on some Louis Vuitton heels, red bottoms, or whatever, and you tripped, and oh my God. And and he had
so it's Kevin Hart. Oh my God,
Trip, can you help me, Mister? Can you help me, Mister? I trip. I see the bomb. It's a bomb on the train. So do he say, No, Miss, I refuse to be loyal at this time. I have my family and my kids and my dog waiting for me. Save yourselves. And then boom.
Look, that sounded more like more than one thing, but are you done? Are you done? Are you going to add anything else, or can I answer the question now?
Do you want him? Should he?
Oh, no. You said one. No, you asked 12 more things. Nope. Let me
all
answer
right,
the first
yeah,
question.
You can answer it. Yeah, answer
well,
it.
Well, thank you very much. I say this. First and foremost, I say thank you for your services. Absolutely, I would appreciate that and show my gratitude and appreciation. Now, where that would have started off with, once I'm aware of that, I am praying to the Most High.
Boom! The plane blew up. The train blew up. Boom!
So there is no need for me to answer that. It's too late. It's already a done deal, so there's no answer to that. No, I would appreciate somebody, like you said, when you loyal to your pledge and your belief, and then you move on that. So there have been some connections, some guidance, you were guided to do this. So, you know what, I definitely would appreciate it. Yes, I would like someone to help me. In that instance, I feel that's something else. I'm talking about misguided loyalty. When you have somebody like you have a friend and they, you know, you love your friend, whatever, but then they put you in dangerous situations. They put themselves in a dangerous situation and they put you in a dangerous situation because of their feelings or because of their ego. And, you know, well, we were friends and we were boys and we went back in the day, whatever. And, you know, if you'd have lost your rather mine, and you doing something ridiculous, whatever, and first of all, I wouldn't keep going and allowing you to keep doing this, because I'm talking to you, saying, look, now, come on now, you know, I'm trying to talk you out of it or give you another perspective so that maybe you think or see the situation differently. So I'm going to be talking, whatever. I'm not going to keep allowing the behavior. If I see something and I know better, and then I don't tell you that I'm wrong. So I was like, who, what kind of friend am I? This is what I'm saying. So, no, if I go along with what you say just because we go back and we came together, we standing together, no, 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 and no. Mm-mm. I'm not going to be reckless and do things because you're caught up in your emotions. Because that's how it usually is, your emotions, or you are misguided in your head and you going off and doing things that you ain't got no business doing. So if
okay.
you purposely put yourself in a situation. Let me hear what you're coming up with. No, I want to hear what you're coming up with.
So.
Look at you cracking yourself up because you know it's crazy what you're about to say. But
no,
go ahead.
No. Okay, you take that same scenario, right? Let's say a gang member, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a leader that he's following, average kid or whatever, and this gang member took him out. The gang came out from his situation. He was homeless on the street. Gave him a home. Matter of fact, maybe transplant his life, put the money up, gave him home, and then somehow, some way, the gang leader become reckless. Okay? And it's in a situation more than once that it could have got them both killed or hurt severely. But it's this one time the gang member is between you save the gang member or you save yourself. And the gang leader is like, please, man, I'm so sorry, man. You know, all I did for you and this and that. What should that person do? Bye. I'm seeing, I can't do it. And he done saved his life. What do you do in that situation?
Well,
should that
leader?
So suppose...
He's kind of reckless.
The guy is kind of reckless, but he's reckless. But they're standards. So what do you do? Mm-hmm. What would you do?
Well, first of all, you said I know that this wasn't the first time that he's reckless. So he continues to be reckless like this. So then, I'm talking to him and try to help him. So if he still continues to do that, then the thing is, he is not loyal to me. He's not respectful of me, that he don't care of his actions and when I'm around, that it puts us both in danger. If you want to put yourself in danger, you have every right to do whatever the heck you want to do. But if I'm with you and you drag me in that, no, I got a problem with that. However, well, listen, here's the other part. If it's a situation and, you know, if I can help him out and get him to safety and pull him out of that situation, you know, rather than kicking and screaming and get him away from there, yeah, I'm going to try to help him in that situation. But if you want to break free and you want to go up and bring attention to us so that we're really in danger, you know, first of all, if we get out of that alive, that's good. And then I'm gonna be ready to you up. How dare you do this to me? And then I don't want nothing else to do with you. Because I would have said something beforehand, and I would not, I see how you're moving, so I would not move with you or flow with you like that. You know, we can keep in touch, and I talk to you on the phone, if I see you, hi, what's up, whatever. But I know certain ways that you move or certain places that you go that is dangerous and are put in danger, or your lifestyle is dangerous, then I'm going to have to distance myself from you. I'm going to sit up here and go down with the ship, purposely get myself jacked up when I know how you move. That was reckless on my part.
All right, Avon, I got a good one for you. I got a good one for you, Avon. Okay.
I bet you do.
You part of the mob.
The meanest, toughest mob.
You pledge your loyalty. You had made a pledge 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that you would be loyal, and they told you the rules. You cannot get out of this alive. You cannot. You just can't. You can't tell them no. You can't get out. No way out. 10 years after that,
oh no, Andy. Oh no. Oh my God. I see the diamond.
Later for you, Angela.
I want to recant my loyalty. Oh no. Rescind my loyalty. I want to change the rules now. Okay, Mr. Mobster, can I get out of this situation?
Would you still be loyal to them?
Okay. Well, let me ask you.
And then listen.
Right.
Then the FBI.
Let me just pick FBI. Stop to it.
You.
Stop.
Wait.
Moving on.
The FBI come to you, and they say to you, they say, Miss Avon, you could turn them in if you want to, and we'll put you in witness protection or whatever. You need to be loyal to yourself because these guys clearly is bad or whatever. We know you made a pledge 10 years ago, but today is a new day. What do you do?
Okay. Now, look, are you finished with all you asked, put all the things in that you want to be in this situation, in this scenario? You said all that you wanted to say, right? So you ready for me to answer?
I already know the answer. Wait, next blog talk show. I was like, where's Avon?
Exactly. I like to have a few moments of silence so that we can remember our former host of the show, Avon.
She might have broke the oath. She's still by her principles.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, like I told my kids, if they didn't do right by me, I will haunt your behind for the rest of your natural days. It's because you put that out there on me. And I'm going to say this. The way that, look, you set me up. So basically you was telling me, do one of yours, go kill yourself, right? Is that what you're saying to me? Go kill yourself? Because, right?
I didn't say that.
You made it. Well,
you
the scenario
about
you set up
for you.
That's why I'm messing with you. You see? This is what I'm talking about here. Nope. You purposely put me in danger here. Okay, I see what you're doing here. I see you. I want you to know. I see you. So, no. And that's the thing. Yeah, you got to be careful what you agree to. And, yeah, in that scenario, you may as well have to kill yourself because it's blood in, blood out, and they ain't letting you out. I would have to start doing some serious praying and have some serious belief to like, please get me out of this one. I know I was foolish. I had no sense, and I should not have done this. But if you get me out of this, I will be on the straight and narrow, do what I have to do, spread the word, whatever it is that you need me to do. Get me out of this. That's where I would go with that one. That's how I would handle that one. I would pray that I would never be that far gone to make some, reckless agreements like that that will be difficult to get out of. So, look, and that is why we're here.
And I'm speaking on behalf of people for whatever, but that's loyalty, see? You're looking at it like, once you make oath,
I'm looking at it.
Your oath is a loyalty. No, I'm serious. Like, some people make these oaths at that time. They feel that was necessary at that point. And they, it's that loyalty. They got street codes. And what you,
right.
You're going to be talking about that soon. They got street codes where you keep your loyalty or that can get you and your family hurt. We see this in movies all the time.
But how about when you know better, then you do better? Where does that come in?
Maybe that's your knowing better.
But I'm not the only one that gets to that point and have these revelations. Other people do it as well. So what do we do? And then maybe that'll be the next step. So what do we do? How do we think to... First of all, you want to avoid it if possible, but what do you do if you had already gotten yourself into a situation? So what are the ways that you come out of it? So that's where we might want to investigate and get into that. And that's why I don't want to blame it. Oh, you're this and that. What is wrong with you? We all have done things that we wish that we never have done, and we learn better, know better now. We're all there, so I can't say that, I'm better than this one, or this one is better than that one. We've all done things. So the thing is now,
the thing is, what you might seem wrong at a point, you might look at it from a different lens. You get what I'm saying? Based on your lifestyle, but to someone else, that's the opportunity they had at that particular time. Not that it was the best, but that's what they had in front of them. You understand? So it looked good to them at that moment, at that time. So it might, it's relative. That's what I'm trying to say. Everything is just relative.
This is true.
You know?
So, yeah. That was a misspeaking. So, yeah, I could have phrased that better, using those choice of words that was good or bad, because, like you said, it's relative. And dealing with the circumstances that were presented to you at this particular time, and we all came here to learn different lessons. So we can't say what's right, what's wrong. It's what was it that you're supposed to get out of it, the two people that were involved. So you always
right.
look at things as a learning experience.
That- I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, you're right.
No, that was
situations,
it.
Certain situations are just plain wrong. You just don't do. You get what I'm saying? But
right.
with situations with loyalty, that it's a, you know, it's you know, harming somebody else or, you know, really getting crazy. Okay, we understand that could be, that's not good. However, So when people make these oaths other, you don't know how deep. It could be really deep. You know, I seen a movie, I forgot the name of the movie, where one guy was, like, ready to die for this other guy because he felt that guy saved his life in the beginning. Like, if it wasn't for that guy, he wouldn't have been living anyway. So he wanted
right.
him to live. You understand what I'm saying? So he didn't have the resources to take his family. So he's like, yo, man, you live and you be, you know, You get the job done. Didn't that happen to Biggie Smalls? Where one guy
mm-hmm.
went to jail for Biggie because he felt that Biggie was more resourceful than him. And sure enough, Biggie made something for himself. He proved it. He was like, yo, man, okay, his friend, you know, so it depends on the situation. That's loyalty.
No, you're right. I agree with
Biggie
you.
Didn't
as
take,
far as
he
that
took
concerned.
It for, you know, he didn't take it for granted. Biggie really became successful. So, yeah.
No, but see, and then also, is that part of your mission? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody comes here for a different reason to learn things, and we cross each other's paths, and it's not an accident that it happens. So, in that instance, that's what was supposed to happen and go down. That person had a realization and a revelation, okay, that because of this, then he was going to make the sacrifice. He was compelled to do this. You know, it was an accident. So, and that with that, Biggie used that opportunity, and he did well with it, and it was a success. But those two crossing paths, then that was a bigger lesson. So I hope Biggie understood what that was, and then the other person. So there was a payoff. And like we said, everybody is used for your good and what have you, and no man is your friend. Every man is your teacher. So I'm sure there was a lot of lessons there. I got a lesson from listening to that story. So it wasn't a coincidence. So like you said, what's your purpose is here? Everybody is not here for the same thing. The overall thing is get some balance out situations in your life, yes, but how you're going to gain your lesson and what you get your lesson, how your lesson is presented to you and taught to you is different. It may look very different from what you expect it to be. That's why, yeah, you can say, oh, that was wrong, or they shouldn't have done this, whatever, but you don't know what the bigger picture is. So you're right about that. So we have to be careful, what we call right, wrong, whatever. But what is the lesson? And then you usually learn what the lesson was from the person when they're doing their, what do they call it? Their confessions and what they share when they give their revelation and what it is that came to them, their understanding of it. So that's when you learn, or you by watching from afar. So there's different ways that you get that message, but yeah, you want to be careful with telling people that they're right, they're off, or whatever. But when you pay attention and, you know, you're tapping into your life, there are things that guide you. Let's put it that way. And you know what is good for you and what is not as well for you. So it's an individual thing. You're right. It is relative to that. But you have to go by what it is that you know for you. You got to be true and honor that, or else you may find yourself in a situation or in trouble when you do not obey your instructions. So I would say that. I would say that. And yes, you are careful in the, you know, how you handle people and how you label them. But if you see something that is off or not going right, then you can correct people. There's a way to do it. You know, there's a way. But you can offer correction, you know, share with somebody to help get them on a path that may be better for them. So, yeah. I say that we have that. Well, I'll speak for myself. I have that responsibility. When I can help somebody, to share. Now, I can't make you do anything, whatever. I can share. I can pass on the message, help out how I can, but then I have to keep moving and do what I have to do for myself as well, because I have gotten guidance for that too. So you have to be very careful of that. And before we go to the next subject, I want to remind our audience tonight's show is Reactions to News Headlines, and the call-in number is 515-605-9322. Again, that's 515-605-9322. And you're here with Angela and Avon, speaking on the reactions to the news headlines. Okay, so the next topic I want to go to, and it's still in line with what we were talking about, let's talk about this thing called snitching. Now, this has been going on since the beginning of time. It's going to go on through the ends of time. We're seeing it come up in the headlines where, you know, rappers are going to jail and getting all sorts of charges, whatever, and they are telling on other people to lessen their punishment or to get themselves out of prison. And then we see it in the day-to-day. You know, you hear the little line, snitches get stitches, and you know, and the codes are, you don't snitch on people, whatever. You just don't do it. That's the culture. Now, what are your thoughts on that, Miss Angela?
Well, I wish too bad my young, he just left the house, because it come to me snitching on him. That's his word. Snitches get stitches. Like, that's a code. That's a street code. It seems like that's a culture code and a code. I think that's a universal code. It depends, but my oldest son tells my middle my daughter, you know, how she learned. And she said, Mommy, Cody. And he said, listen, and that's the first time. He said, shut up. Snitches get stitches, you know. So this is a code. It's like, but you can go too far with that. Child molester, you know, somebody that killed the old lady. It could be different scenarios. You know, how far do you take those snitches get stitches? And for me, I would think of that as if something that you do, like, you know, okay, it's not that serious, but if I see that my siblings is in trouble and they can harm themselves, I'm telling. Like, I don't care what you call it, snitching or whatever, I'm telling. Okay?
So it's a between that. You know, you have to use comms in that situation. But in the street, they operate different. So even if they hear about you and you become snitch, you might get arrested or whatever and go to jail. Now you known as a snitch. I'm the streets. That's how the streets will operate. Okay. So there's clearly street codes, and it can get as loyal to that code as that. Back in the day when the drug game, from what I'm.
Be careful! You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Nikki Bond.
I don't know.
Okay.
You
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
So from what I've read through history, from back in the day and, during the Renaissance time and, prior to that, when Nikki Bonds and everybody was out, I heard he changed the climate of snitching because he so-called, they said, allegedly, so I thought I heard them say, shout out to Kwame Brown. This is shout out to Kwame Brown. Allegedly, I heard that he snitched on several people. But then again, I heard other stories where those people, one of the persons that he snitched on slept with his wife or girlfriend or something, the code in that. So he felt, he could break the code. Now, I could be telling the story wrong or make what I just read and heard. So I heard he changed that snitching game, and then from there people started snitching and they have no loyalty to each other. Another point is if you and a person is doing a crime together and you get caught or he get caught first, whatever the case is, you was with that person. It's a code of loyalty, integrity. You understand? So it depends on what kind of person you are. You are an honor-up person. In fact, my uncle was in a movie, so anybody want to go buy that movie, Honor-Up, produced by Damon Dash, I could go see that movie. But if you're an honorable person, you understand? Are you going to honor up to what you say you represent? So it depends. You understand? If you're in a situation, you and a person is down together, you're just down together. Oh well. Or you can say, I'm on my own. You on your own. You do you, I do me. So that's how things. But Avon.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
What you just saying?
No, I just want to agree with you, Avon. You down with somebody. You. I'm just saying, and then because it could be a situation where it's not just you. What about? You see this in movies. People don't want to do certain things because they get threatened. They got to go through the consequences. They don't want the consequences of being a snitch. And then some people are like, I don't care. Oh.
See, again.
Well, some people is like, I saved my soul.
Yeah, but that's what I say, where loyalty goes too daggone far. It goes awry. The snitching thing, the snitches get stitches. These codes are sometimes they're A backwards. You know what I'm saying? Now, I look at it this way. If we're in something together and, we're doing it together, whatever, then no. If you didn't want a part of it, then you should have stayed out of it. So you, at any time, any given time, you have a choice, a decision to make. Now, let's be very clear. I know sometimes people make your decisions difficult for you, and you may feel threatened into doing something that you would not normally do. I can understand that because we have that going on as well. So that is understood. Now, my thing is, if we're going armed robbery and, you know, we do something, yeah, we're in that together. You know, keep your mouth closed. I'm not going to, because, yeah, that is something else. I can understand that. However, you went out there and you robbed the daggone bank yourself, and then you call yourself setting me up. You put the stolen goods and you hide it in my house somewhere, or you have access to my cars in there, and then you send the folks in my direction or what have you, and I go down for it. No, I'm not going to be loyal to you. Okay. I don't care about those damn street calls. See, some
no, that's not loyalty. Display of loyalty. That's a display of disrespect.
This is what I'm talking about. It's like this blind loyalty and whatever, because these codes, whatever. These codes have helped keep us jacked up for a very long time. This misplaced loyalty, these misplaced codes and stuff. You go out there, look, you kill somebody in my family or whatever. Oh, and I've heard this recently. I don't care if they shoot your mama, they kill your mama. You don't snitch. You keep it to yourself. That's, you know, that look, that sounds real good and real cute, whatever, but no. And then we had, we were speaking, and then you had brought something up, and then that's another way of looking at it. Do you care to share what we were talking about? Do you want to talk about it, or?
Which part? About?
We were talking about the codes that sometimes people don't say anything because, you know, you know what I'm talking about.
Got one, huh?
So this is why I'm asking.
Yeah, don't say some. You know, they don't. They prefer not to take it to the police or whatever because. Ah, Davon. Yeah, see, I've been born in the hood. I mean, you know, deep in the hood. So it's cold. You survive. You know, if you're here to tell a story today, that means you survived something. So, yeah, you know, they it's not that they keeping it. They being loyal to the person. They just want it as in their own hands. No, who did it? Okay, but they not saying nothing. You see that in what you call this. Now that they have, it's called trap rap. I forgot my son is right here. I saw
trap music.
I forgot the name of the rap that now would call it, but
it comes
to me. And they a lot of what they crime, they put their crimes in their rap. You understand?
So
and then everyone
foolish.
Know who did. What goes on today? Come out to 20, 30 years ago. This happened. And you might see, you know, I mean, me growing up, you could be a killer and you, people are like, oh, such and such, he killed such. You like, huh? you know the person. People would know, but the cops may get a whiff of it. But who going to say something? So let me ask you this.
I ain't do it. That first and foremost. I gotta keep my eye on you. What are you trying to do to me?
Hey,
me
I know what kind of student. I know what kind of student you were. It's the assignment. Joseph took all the pencils off your dad. It was Joseph that took the pencils. Yeah, they like, okay, we're going to get Avon after
school. Absolutely not. Nope. Look, you don't ask me. I don't volunteer stuff. Oh, no. But look, you put me in a position myself.
Avon, you know the difference too. Okay, do you consider not volunteering? Let me ask you this. You just said something. You said, don't volunteer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't volunteer stuff. So if that withholding information, you wouldn't volunteer it. You don't want to be a snitch, or you just don't want to volunteer
No, I don't call it like being loyal. No, it's just reading the room, reading the situation. If I do, can anybody that's around me or whatever get hurt because of it? You know, or, you know, certain things, you don't bring on unnecessary attention. It's up to you. And then again, it depends on what it is. Now look, if I get killed and it said spill it, then it's going to get spilt. You know what I'm saying? But certain times you don't need to. There are other ways to go around things. Also, you got to use your noodle and, you know, get tapped in. Be tapped in. You'll get some answers on how to move and how to do things. But I say to avoid a lot of that, you know, you want to be careful. And I say with anything, you just want to do some preventative work. You understand what I'm saying? Do things to prevent certain things from happening. Educate people, share with them, help build them so that they're moving on a more higher vibration and stuff. You know what I'm saying? See the nicer things, the higher things in life. Aspire for that. Go for that. So, you know, and try to redirect folks and steer them away from that so we don't have to deal in that low vibrational stuff. Because a lot of that is from conditioning, training, brainwashing, however you want to say it, when people try to suppress other people from getting up and doing better. So, you know, when you see that, notice that. So the thing is prevention and alternative. You give people alternative, you know, answers or situations that will help them. So
there's alternatives to snitching, Avon?
You know what? I see. I'm feeling the setup here. I'm feeling the setup right now. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable here.
Officer, I don't want to snitch. I don't want to snitch. You're like, oh my God, officer, I snitch, but I have an alternative.
Look.
Oh my God, you're too cute, Avon.
Don't listen to Angela here.
Well, it depends on where you live at.
Trouble.
Listen, it depends on where you live at. These might be some jewels for you. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Lord,
I'm gonna give you an example.
Okay.
We going back to the loyalty, which is that equals a symbol, a sign of loyalty, right? So let me ask you this. I'm going to tell you about the story in the scriptures about Abraham and Isaac, son, right?
Okay.
God asked him to sacrifice on a mountain. Right? Everybody know about that, right? God commanded Abraham to take Isaac to the mountain as a burnt offering. He told him to sacrifice his son. So Abraham obeyed and took his son. Well, I think it was a couple of other people with him. And, you know, the day that they arrived, Abraham did, and he was about to, you know, unalive his son. And then, you know, God told him, yo, don't do that. No, I'm paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing that. But
right.
God was like, no, don't do that, right? Because he was a late and nice son. He was about to slaughter his own son. Then the voice of God, or somehow or another, you know, told him not to do that. Okay. And then from then on, being that he was going to make such a sacrifice to be obedient to God, God promised him, you know, it'd be okay. So what do you think about that?
Now, repeat that because I'm missing the connection. So what
is it can get a string. It can go from simple to string. And some of this stuff goes by faith, too.
some stuff, mm-hmm. not even especially just like regular people. You get what I'm saying? So my question to you, what you think about that?
But what are you asking as far as loyalty is concerned, or
loyalty?
Now, okay, look, I don't know. Look, maybe I got a little sore. Something happened here, so question. I was worried about getting stitches, so I was a little concerned. I was looking around, so I'm missing. What you're asking me here. So you was talking about Abraham. Okay.
Repeat that again.
Okay. We're talking about loyalty.
Think about that type of loyalty when you're about to sacrifice. We went through everything. We went through, like, we sacrificed yourself. So he was ready to sacrifice his own son. What do you think about that? For God, for the Most High.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
What I think about that, I understand that. And that was a test of being obedient. Okay, and then that's the true test of loyalty to your belief, your faith, to your creator. To that extreme, that's a higher, that is a very high situation of loyalty. And then that I could understand. And that, like I said, it is a lesson in obedience, and that is truly extreme test of your loyalty. So the thing is, who are you serving, and what do you know about who it is that you're serving? What is your belief there? And if you believe that everything that goes along with that, and you have that deep trust and understanding, and there's no fear, then I say that would be the kind of loyalty that I would definitely be about. That's to the extreme, but I think that's a higher cause. And then see, and in that, his hand was stayed, so he didn't have to do the unthinkable. It was not something that he wanted to do or chose to do, but because of that faith and that deep in that he believed, he was going to be obedient. And because of that loyalty and that respect, that says he did not have to do the unthinkable, what he did not want to do. So that's a good example of that extreme loyalty. And I could see that, and I would agree to that.
Okay, so there's a lot of extremists out here, religious or spiritual, that will sacrifice lives of themselves for the sake of their religion. So loyalty, it also goes by opinion or whatever, but by your age, who you pledging to.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
A gangster, a gang member pledges to his gang. Police pledge to the police department. Firemen pledge to the fire department.
And their government.
So
that's what they're pledging to.
The government.
So that's what they work
for. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you pledge to that. Some people are where we might say, that don't make no sense. They be willing to die. Like you heard, I'll die for my country. You hear that a lot. I'm serving my country. I'll die for my country. You put your life literally on the line. They tell you that, like, you're putting your life on the line, So it's all relative, yeah.
Exactly. So that's, like I said, that's a whole lot of work, and that's a big topic right there. Who will you be loyal to? What do you believe in? That's where it's going to start. What do you believe in? And then we build from there. So, yeah, what goes on now, it seems that it appears to be all willy-nilly and people just doing stuff or whatever because this and that. But then, again, when you look at the there's levels to this stuff, and it means different things. Sometimes when you see certain things happen, you say, oh my God, this person is crazy, and why would they do something like that? But then again, they were, because of who they were and what lesson that they came down here to carry out and to learn, they were, that was supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? To get other people to think and learn. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, oh, so then what is right and wrong? And that's very trippy. He's like, because this is, like I said, there's the levels and is as deep as you go and you unravel and what your understanding is. This is big. This is a big situation. And, yeah, you want to be careful how you call or say things because, again, you don't know what the lesson is or what they're supposed to be carrying out. But everybody is used to help other people, if that makes sense. Because, yeah, mm-hmm. we're not in this world by ourselves and, you know, just doing things. There is a purpose and a reason behind everything. And the thing is how deep you are willing to go to get that understanding of what's happening here. There's a thing called the Akashic Records. So everything is recorded, and that's why you could, on anything, you could go back and find that it happened before. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. It's been done before. You go back into the, it's just like going to the library, going into the reference section. You know, the old-fashioned way was going into book scrolls or whatever. They had it there. Now they have it online. But there is records and recording of everything. Anything that happens or is done, it is recorded. And that you could go back and do your research and go find, you can find it. So it exists. So, and you can always learn from something. So this is why you have repetition of things, or people can go back and quote things and quote things because it's recorded. So,
and to make that, it's, remember Martin Luther King Jr., what he said, if a man who does not have something for which he is willing to die for is not it lives, willing to die. So something that you are willing to for, like, what are you living for? Like, that's mm-hmm. the concept. You get what I'm saying? To
exactly.
A lot of great people.
Yeah. Why are you here? That's
what he said. He said, it is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. That's deep.
That's right.
Okay.
Sure is.
Through the trials and tribulations of learning and through all of that and being loyal and non-loyal or whatever the case is, you learn, you're learning through it all.
Exactly. And that is really, really deep and serious. Yeah, you want to know, you want a purpose. And that's what we're finding a lot of people. When you speak to them, you hear a lot of regrets. You know what I'm saying? Unfulfilled dreams and sadness because people did not live out their purpose, did not live their life through one fear or another for something. So we want to get to the point where we're not living in regrets. You have to live a purposeful and a meaningful life. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then we were talking about loyalty here. That was the main common thread that was going through all the questions that we asked tonight. You know, it's like, what do you stand for? If you don't stand for anything, you're going to fall for anything as well. What do you stand for? Why are you here? What is your purpose? What is your meaning? What's the deeper cause? You know, you want to ask us those. So why are we here? And what should we be doing? These are the questions that people
know.
Now's the time to ask. If you haven't in the past,
hear me?
Now is that time.
They're not great ones. Talking about Martin Luther King, he did it, right? He stood, he was loyal to people. He was loyal to the revolution. He was loyal to the cause, you know? And it might have seemed how his family felt. Like, come on, these people work.
I told him it was a recorded show, so it's not live. But he was willing to do it.
I saw his number on the call log.
I didn't try it because the thing is, it's already pre-recorded.
So what do you take?
What's next for us?
So we'll not be able to hear
that again.
I said, what's next?
Next question, to find out.
So I'm just listening to it. Reckless woman's mouth put her family in danger. What's these last two?
Can a woman's reckless mouth put her family in danger?
I like the
reckless. Anything reckless could put you in danger. Reckless. That's the key.
You know, and have fun with it.
Exactly.
Reckless.
Go into it more for our people so they can make some connections here because people do this because a lot of sisters are like, well, I'm being strong and I ain't no punk and I'm not gonna let this run. It's just that
3 minutes.
Go into it some more. Give us some more of your thoughts. This is kind of self-explanatory, but even though it may be self-explanatory for us. For some reason, some people don't see that and get that.
So he was on the call, we want to help break that down for them a little bit more.
So people can get a different perspective.
I look at it like this.
First of all, the power of life and death in the tongue.
You know, words, thoughts, wards.
Doggone thing.
Okay. Think about the country. They don't hit each other. You know, two kids playing, and they hit each other. Usually it starts from words. I sent you one for you on Thursday, 5:25. But still, they communicate in something. They communicate in that.
We have been able to talk, and it started a war.
Letting me know now, I will listen to the rest later when I come back. The power.
No problem. Travel safely.
To start a war, or he was looking up to not too long ago, to a situation. So when you say reckless, if she's in a scenario, she could be with her man, and somebody bumps into her, and the other guy might get crazy with it. She might start running off before her man do, or the man she with do. She might put the guy in a situation where he either has to back her.
When I was putting it together,
that might not turn out so good because you don't know what other people are carrying. You know, other people's state of mind. So though, that's one scenario that a woman could put a reckless mouth could put her or whoever she's with in danger. And you know, when women, I tell women this all the time, because someone told me that this is a woman using just common sense. Okay, when you hear, you and your own man could be, or husband could be, getting into an argument, and you might say some things that may not be the right time. You know, and fortunately. That might be the first time women get unalive because of that, because they don't know how to protect themselves or know what, they don't understand the power of their words, emotions, their attitude at the time that could get them hurt. So it's, I mean, you know, for a woman, like you going one on man,
that you got sense at that point. You know, to put your, you know, so you won't put yourself or who you are with, you know, someone's arguments with other men, you know, and they, oh, I'm going to get my brother, my uncles and stuff, and, you know, everybody might get it. One incident of words being exchanged. And it was a situation, Jimmy, where it was a Mexican and Caucasian woman and a Caucasian man. And they was neighbors. The woman came out and started, you know, first the man got in the Mexican face, you know, and then the woman was saying something to him too. You know, the woman, get back in your house. She was going hard too. You know, the man, she didn't let her man, you know, lead it. Just go about her business. Tell her man, you know, look, babe, don't worry about it. You know, it ain't that serious. You know, she agitated the situation. She was like, yeah, you know. So the Mexican man went in his house and came back out, shot her first, shot him, unalived him, and went to go, I think she was moving and asking for help or whatever. I forgot how it went. And I told what he said before he said that, you should have kept your mouth shut in those terms.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
So he was already the man. He was already mad man. And then she had a situation. And he and the son both just died. Like, I mean, you know, be unalive right there. So you see how important it is for, you know, and this comes back to women being in our essence. We have true power in terms of, you know, learning how to control ourselves. You know, how we behave and what we do. We get to that.
Correct.
You know, we got to get back to ourselves by healing ourselves and understanding who we are and the power we have. Who was it? Cleopatra, one of them? They thought it was, right? Marco
mm-hmm.
Antony. It was Marco. Who else it was?
Mark Antony and... Season,
yeah, right. Yeah. Started a big war. You see this happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, real life situation. So, you know, yeah, a reckless. It's so reckless that you, that's just twice as bad. Because sometimes you might not even be reckless, you know, and you have to control yourself. So imagine, you know, so I'm sure you didn't mean to do you'll get reckless, and you know, so you got to be very cautious of how you are presenting yourself for your presentation.
For real, it's like we don't see when you don't recognize your power, and but you recognize it in a kind of reckless way. Right? You know, that you are very powerful and you can cause and create certain conditions to exist or not to exist. You have that energy and that power that causes people to do things, want to do things. They step up to protect you. And if you are not careful and you are going off on your emotions, you know, and things like that, it can become a problem. It can become a problem. Like you said, people get unalive or, you know, egos get involved, and because you know that you can cause things to happen and you do that regardless of the danger that you may put other people in. That is very reckless. That is very reckless. And we need to be aware of that and, you know, calm that down. We truly need to do that. We really do. You know, and then also you have to realize whatever you do, there's always somebody watching you. and following your steps. So women, you got to be careful. You have daughters. You're teaching them your ways and what have you. You know, she don't know. They're not paying attention to what I'm doing. Yes, they are. And then all you see is patterns, people repeating what they've seen. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not a formal education, but it's sometimes just by watching, and you act that out because that's ingrained in your brain. So, you know, just reacting, things like that. An example of that is I know a lot of people have seen, at one point or another, have seen the Maury Povich show. And then you know what that show is about, and, you know, they end up doing lie detector tests, taking paternity tests, and all this other stuff to, you know, prove paternity. Now, what happens all the time, you have when it starts, the woman, they jumped up there. I'm 100% sure. I'm 1,000% sure. Look at this, and that. He got just the same as all this other stuff, putting that energy out there. They're real strong, and they're really bold in what it is that they say. And then when the reveal comes through and you hear those faithful words, so-and-so is not the father. What can you please tell me what happens when these women get this news and hear this result? What do they do? If you watched it,
one and all.
Go ahead. And what else happened?
Honestly, it's like one or two. I just see them running off and start crying.
Exactly. What they do, they're shocked at first, and then they're embarrassed, so they run off the stage, run behind the stage, and then they fall down on the ground and start the crying and the wailing. That seems to happen all the time. I said, where do they get this from? That is not something that that normally comes natural, but those who watch it enough, they watch it and see this. When you're at that point, you don't know what to do, but you go by what you've seen and what you remember. Right? So you see these patterns. So the thing is, what I'm saying to the point I'm trying to make is through repetition and seeing things, people see and are always watching. Your children are seeing and watching. People that have not, grown up emotionally mature, they are watching. And so what they have not been trained formally at home or whatever, or we are talking about parents, if you didn't tell them to talk to them, they go by what they see you doing. You know what I'm saying? Do as I say, not as I do. But people learn and they do that as well. They go by what they see you do. So you want to be careful. Your actions are affecting people other than yourself. And you are a model whether you want to be or not. That's called the reluctant role model. I ain't nobody's role model. I ain't trying to tell nobody what to do or whatever. But the thing is, by default, this is one of the ways that people learn in the world and how they connect to the world, by watching what other people do. This is how they pick up and read information as well. You know it all the time. You see when you're watching the Love and Hip Hop, the reality shows, you know, what's the sign when you're in a restaurant or whatever, or in a bar or something, somebody so-called disrespects you. So what do you do when somebody disrespects you? You have water or wine, some liquid, you throw it in somebody's face.
And you know something, too, it's just we at a time now, we just have to be conscious of a whole lot of stuff. You got to be aware, self-awareness, and as you like to say, tap in, you know, and you have to be discerning of your environment and the atmosphere, spiritual as well as the physical atmosphere that you in, you know. So you have a responsibility to yourself to do that, you know, for your own safety as well.
Exactly. That's, and then, well, the bottom line, what is it that you're saying? It starts with you. Never mind you teaching somebody else. You got to learn it for yourself. You got to get with yourself and get it for yourself. And then once you see that, because what you hear a lot of people always say, that was never taught to me. Nobody did that for me. Or I wish somebody would have told me. I wish somebody would have shown me. Because a lot that's going on these days, people are out here without being taught formally from families. Because why? Your family's out, the head of the house, they're out trying to make money to support the family, what have you. So there are certain things that the children don't get to see. You know what I'm saying? It's a haphazard way that they get it. They get in school. It depends on what's going on in the school and who they're surrounded by, whatever, what they pick up. So folks are always watching. People are always watching. So as you're doing the work for yourself, you realize the responsibility you have to yourself and the responsibility you have to your fellow man. No, you're not responsible to go out there and live their life for them. But the thing is, you can help. What about these? You help these children that their parents are not at home. You know what I'm saying? The latchkey children, and they're not getting to see anything. Their learning is through the television. The television is their babysitter. It's what their companion and keep them company. So God forbid, whatever is on this television, what they happen to be watching, what they're seeing on these computers, this is how they're getting their learning. They're being educated, you know, and then a lot of the stuff that we see on TV and on these computers, if it is not carefully monitored, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's negative. And that is being instilled and ingrained into our children's minds and heads. So we want to be careful and have as much control over that situation and have as much interaction as we can with our children, because if we don't, we see a lot of the things that are happening now, and then the children are looking at us like we dropped the ball. So they're angry, they're upset, because they're looking to you to protect them, to teach them some ways, give them some boundaries, whatever, and they're out here trying to figure out themselves. If it's scary for adults trying to figure that out, can you imagine what's going on with the child? So we want to be aware of that and go back into that and, you know, check ourselves and help our children. And a lot of things to help undo what's going on out here now is you start, it's a many-pronged thing, but one of the main things is you have to teach them. You want to do preventative medicine first before it even becomes a thing. You want to do preventative measures, and then you want to, the second thing is you want to have alternative things to replace what was in place as it is, if it is non-effective. So you want to have alternatives for them. And there's many more prongs to it that we'll get into it at a later date. But, you know, we covered quite a bit this evening, and we're talking about loyalty. That's the overall thread that's going through it. It's about loyalty, purposeful loyalty, and a misplaced loyalty. So we're going to get into that more at another time. As we're coming to the end of our show and we're going to start wrapping up, Angie, take a look at the message that I sent to you, because that's the information that we were looking for before. So that could be part of, you know, when you do the wrap up and give the folks the information, you know, on how to follow us and, you know, give them suggestions for where they can get some help. So I had sent that to you. I want to say to last thoughts I have for our listening audience is I want to say thank you for joining us as always. It is a pleasure to have you here with us. We would like to have more interaction with you guys. know, call in and we want to hear what you think of what's going on. And it's, like I said, it's a pleasure, and we want to share with you what we know and, you know, plug you into things that can help, that can help us all. So, and that also helps our future and going on from there. So I want to say good night to you all. Bless you all. And come join us next time. I had a ball. I had a good time. Angie, you want to speak to the people?
Yes, yes. Like, once again, please follow us on IG and Twitter, Conversations with AA. Let's get those follows up. And also, you can like all our shows. Go to Blog Talk, Conversations with AA. And, you know, hit the like button for us. If you have any interesting topics that you want us to discuss or videos, or even if you want to be a guest and know someone that want to be a guest on the show, just hit me at Avon at 347-460-2813, or you can repeat us at conversationwithaa@gmail.com. Stay tuned for all our shows. We go live every Sunday until further notice, of course. Our call-in live show is 515-59322. So we, everyone coming out and or listening through their phones, listening through the computer, listening, laptop, all that. We appreciate. And we've been getting a lot of feedback. A lot of people have been interested in us doing more shows. So they, you know, we've been getting requested to go on YouTube and go on other platforms. So until then, we definitely appreciate all our listeners. And like tonight's show is loyalty. And be careful, be mindful, be discerning who you make pledges to. Don't just give anyone your loyalty without understanding the consequences or understanding the commitment that you are making when you are doing so. Be mindful of the money you keep. So build yourself spiritually, emotionally, and build your own principles, values, and morals that you can stand firm to, that you can stand by. And, like, I'm going to leave y'all with this. Like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, he said, who does not have something which he is willing to die for is not fit to live. So let's find our life purpose. We see you on our next show. Avon?
Yes. What you said was understood, and I hope that is understood for our listeners. So again, we want to thank you for coming, and until next time, we want to say peace and blessings. Good night to you all.
Good night.